Beowulf, translated by Francis B. Grumare. 29. So held this king to the customs old that I wanted for naught in the wage I gained, the meed of my might he made me gifts, Healfdene's heir, for my own disposal. Now to thee, my prince, I proffer them all, gladly give them. Thy grace alone can find me favour. Few indeed have I of kinsmen, save Hygelac, thee. Then he bade them bear him the boarhead standard, the battle helm high, and breastplate grey, the splendid sword, then spake in form. Me this war gear the wise old prince Hrothgar gave, and his hest he added, that its story be straightway said to thee. A while it was held by Hroerogar king, for long time lord of the land of Skaldings. Yet not to his son the sovereign left it, to daring Hroerwyrd, dear as he was to him, his harness of battle. Well, hold thou it all. And I heard that soon passed o'er the path of this treasure an apple fallow, four good steeds, each like the others, arms and horses he gave to the king. So should kinsmen be, not weave one another the net of wiles, or with deep hid treachery death contrive for neighbor and comrade. His nephew was ever by hardy Hygelac held full dear, and each kept watch o'er the other's weal. I heard, too, the necklace to Hygd he presented, wonder-wrought treasure, which Wealthiau gave him, sovereign's daughter. Three steeds, he added, slender and saddled gay. Since such gift, the gem gleamed bright on the breast of the queen. Thus showed his strain, the son of Egthau, and as a man remarked for mighty deeds and acts of honour. At ale he slew not comrade or kin, nor cruel his mood, though of sons of earth his strength was greatest, a glorious gift that God had sent the splendid leader. Long was he spurned and worthless by Geatish warriors held. Him at mead the master of clans failed full oft to favour at all. Slack and shiftless the strong men deemed him profitless prince. But payment came to the warrior honoured for all his woes. Then the bulwark of earls bade bring within hardy chieftain Hrethel's heirloom garnished with gold. No Geat e'er knew in shape of a sword a statelier prize. The brand he laid in Beowulf's lap, and of hides assigned him 7,000 with house and high seat. They held in common land alike by their line of birth, inheritance, home, but higher the king because of his rule o'er the realm itself. Now further it fell within the flight of years, with harryings horrid, that Hygelac perished, and Heardred too, by hewing of swords under the shield-wall slaughtered lay, when him at the van of his victor folk sought hardy heroes, Hetho Skilfings in arms o'erwhelming Hereric's nephew. Then Beowulf came as king this broad realm to wield, and he ruled it well 50 winters, a wise old prince, warding his land, until one began in the dark of night a dragon to rage, in the grave on the hill a hoard it guarded, in the stone barrow steep. A straight path reached it, unknown to mortals. Some man, however, came by chance that cave within to the heathen hoard. In hand he took a golden goblet, nor gave he it back, stole with it away while the watcher slept by thievish wiles, for the warden's wrath prince and people must pay betimes. Read by Rick Kistner. For Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.